A new report came out today. Marco Tassotti reported on it that allegedly a private, I've heard three terms, a private account, a discretionary account, or a reserved account that belongs to Pope Francis, $20 million, or a little bit over $20 million, was withdrawn from his account. I did a little bit more research and read the article from La Repubblica, and this is related to the real estate deal, according to them, that Cardinal Becciu was involved. As you know, I did a show just the other day. We talked about Cardinal Becciu, and he is involved in all these sketchy banking real estate deals from his time at the Secretariat of State. Now, according to Marco Tassotti and La Repubblica, $20 million has been drafted. Some are reporting it as a theft from the discretionary account of Pope Francis. How are these two events related? And a lot of people are just asking themselves, even especially people who aren't Catholic, they're like, so Pope Francis has a reserved account with $20 million in it. How does that work? How does that work? $20 million. One report says 20 million British sterling. So that'd be 20 million pounds. I saw another one, 23 million euros. So I think we're on the right track here. But 20 million is allegedly, according to two sources so far, though, has been drafted out of Pope Francis's personal account. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to briefly go through the 5 points regarding the canning of Cardinal Becciu. That's this guy right here. Pope Francis just accepted his resignation, which I'm sure was a forced resignation because Cardinal Becciu's been crying about it for several days now. Francis said, you're resigning. He resigned. He still gets to call himself a cardinal and wear red at fancy cocktail parties when he drinks his appletinis, but he loses voting rights. He loses all the rights. In particular, he loses the right to be tried by the Pope alone. He could go to a Vatican court and he could be sentenced, and the Pope would not have to intervene. So yeah, someone in the comments said, I want $20 million in my account. Don't we all? Okay, so let me quickly go over the scandal and the background story with the London real estate condos that relates to Cardinal Becciu and how he got fired in Cannes. And then we'll look at this, how it's related to this new scandal that comes out today of Pope Francis losing from some bank draft $20 million pounds. Okay, so as I said the other day, Cardinal Pell in 2014 was appointed by Pope Francis to take charge of the Vatican finances and to lead a reform on Vatican financial affairs. That was in 14. Remember, Pope Francis becomes Pope in 2013. In 2015, Cardinal Becciu starts to play with some Vatican funds. One of the things he does is move towards property purchases in London, in particular, a property in Chelsea. And we'll come back to that when we look at Pope Francis's recent loss of $20 million. Cardinal Becciu had worked as number two in the Secretariat of State, and he's at the center of this recent scandal of the $200 million, or rather 2 million euro, investment of this scheme in London. It's a huge embarrassment right now to the Vatican. And I think probably Cardinal Pell was aware of it. He brought it to light. So what happened to Cardinal Pell? Well, that brings us to point number three. Cardinal Pell is suddenly accused of molesting a young man. He has to leave his job auditing and overseeing the accounts at the Vatican. And he stands trial. He gets convicted. He goes to solitary confinement. It doesn't seem that the Vatican lended him a hand or helped him. However, later he was vindicated in the High Court at Australia, and he was acquitted, and he's free. And he actually is arriving back in Rome as we speak. He's a vindicated man, and the scoundrel, Cardinal Becciu, has now been shamed. It's also come to light that Cardinal Becciu was giving non-repayable loans, one for $300,000 to a cooperative that his brother owned, Tonino. Also, he gave contracts that were worth up to 700,000 euro to his brother Tonino, and also another loan for another brother. And by the way, Cardinal Becciu does not dispute these facts. He says, yeah, and he's on record, quote, Cardinal Becciu says, what's wrong with that? Okay, so apparently Cardinal Becciu thinks that he can use Vatican funds to help his brothers out on their business projects and their nonprofits. And the rest of the world says, yeah, that looks really sketchy. That looks very, very sketchy. So the final point here is that Cardinal Becciu tried to block the reform that Cardinal Pell was trying to do. So these two cardinals locked horns. Here we are in 2020. Cardinal Pell's been vindicated. Many of us, like myself, believe that Cardinal Pell was framed so they could get him out of the Vatican checking accounts. And that whole framing has failed. Pell is back. Becciu, that's why I said my subtitle the other day was Cardinal Pell Strikes Back. He's back. He's vindicated. His financial reforms were correct. His warnings were correct. Cardinal Becciu was a bad guy. Now, that all happened a few days ago. Suddenly, the news today is Pope Francis has lost 20 million pounds from his private account. Now, I first read the report by Marco Tassotti, and Marco Tassotti is a good Vatican journalist, and he usually has his facts straight. And so I read his, and then I looked at the Italian because I was concerned, like, is this in pounds? Is this euros? Is this dollars? It seems to be in Marco Tassotti's account pounds, and he uses the Italian word. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. I may have closed that tab. But it's a cognate to reserved. I believe it was reserved. And it's been translated into English as the Pope's private account, his reserved account, or discretionary account. And I'm now starting to see the term discretionary used. And this is, for people that don't know, often priests will have a discretionary account. This is an account that they can use to buy vestments, to buy books. Before I was a Catholic, I was an Episcopal priest, and I had on my ordination day, some people donated to my discretionary account. I think there was maybe like $1,000 in it or $1,500, and it was held by the church, and I could use it for my discretion. So if I wanted to buy vestments, I could do that. If I wanted to buy theological books, I could do that. But I couldn't, like, buy a motorcycle. That would be illegal, right? That would not be allowed. So it was funds that were sort of dog-eared at my discretion, and I could use them, for example, to donate to something or help pay someone's light bill or whatever. So I'm not sure if this is exactly the case for Pope Francis and what the nature of this fund. I did do a little research, and I found that the Pope's discretionary fund was set up by UBS. That's the Union Bank of Switzerland, so a Swiss bank. And you've heard me talk a lot about Switzerland over the past 2 years, especially the St. Gallen Mafia, covered in detail in my book, Infiltration. So if you haven't, make sure you check that out, because Switzerland's ground zero for a lot of this stuff. 2015, which is the year that Cardinal Becciu came along and started all of his dirty deeds. That same year, the UBS, the Swiss bank, created a discretionary fund for the Holy Father. And here's the quote from La Repubblica. The UBS discretionary fund, created in 2015 as a reserve for the Holy Father's discretionary expenses and others he would authorize, end quote. And then it goes on to explain 20 million pounds went from this fund, the Pope's discretionary fund, to Mr. Torzi's accounts for consultancy fees regarding other real estate operations. He was proposing to the Monsignors he be billed 5 million, a hotel in Milan on the San Siro area, a building in Piazza Cavour, one on New York's Fifth Avenue, a hotel for the Dubai Expo, rather than reporting on the Vatican. And then there's a parenthetical remark here. It feels like playing Monopoly. This is super sketchy, folks. This is super sketchy. Now, it's being reported by some that 20 million pounds was stolen, like by hackers. They got into the Pope's discretionary fund and they swiped it and they took all the money. Here, it seems, according to La Repubblica, here it seems that the 20 million pounds left the Pope's discretionary fund and went to Mr. Torzi's accounts, and it says plural, for consulting fees. What are the consulting fees regarding? Okay, well, let's spend a little bit of time of that, and then I think we'll begin to unravel this. And we don't know the full story, but I suspect the reason Pope Francis fired Cardinal Becciu, and you can bet you this is right. I don't know. I'm just having fun. We don't know. It's a bet. It's a guess. The reason Francis fired Cardinal Becciu and why Pell's coming back is because there's something bigger here. This is not just about a 200 million euro deal in London. And it's not just about 20 million getting swiped into a consultant's bank accounts from the Pope's discretionary account, which was created by the Bank of Switzerland in 2015, the same year Becciu was doing his dirty deeds. Okay, so here is the info from La Repubblica. And I'm quoting. This is the translation. I'm quoting. An extraordinary 59-page document is unveiling an intricate, mole-like maze of corruption that is crushing the Vatican. Rapacious and feeling almighty, those involved have engineered diabolical operations to plunder the Holy See and even get hold of Pope Francis's reserved account, the most protected of Vatican coffers. The probe, submitted by the papal prosecuting attorney, tracking back a 454 million euro heist, depicts a merciless picture of an assault on the financial assets of the Vatican. Everybody got that? Okay. Continuing. Here's the London part. Ready? A London property real estate deal has given way to momentous scandal involving a number of monsignors, brokers, business lawyers, besides outlining a snapshot of where Pope Bergoglio, that's Francis, is a white spot surrounded by black souls who have betrayed him. Okay, so the public story is Francis is a good man. He's a poor man. He lives simply. Yes, he had a $20 million discretionary fund, but allegedly he was going to use that for good. But there is this 454 million euro scandal, which involves a $200 million real estate scandal. And Francis is just a good guy surrounded by a bunch of black-hearted cardinals and monsignors. All right. So that's the public story. Here is the attorney's summary. It says, the attorney's summary is shocking. The Secretariat of State financed the London operation with the $200 million line of credit coming from the Credit Suisse and from Banca del Svizzera Italiana and guaranteed by a pledge of assets the Secretary of State owns after collecting them through donations to the Peter's Pence Fund. End quote. So what's going on here? They're trying to piece together and finance a deal that entails, that includes this London purchase. And it's guaranteed by a pledge of assets the Secretary of State, Papal Secretary of State, owns through donations to Peter's Pence. Peter's Pence, for those of you who don't know, you're not Catholic. Peter's Pence, once a year, they pass the basket around church and they say, this is Peter Pence. This is money going straight to the Pope that he's going to use for alms to the poor. Now, I had a priest, a smart aleck priest, who accused me of committing the error of John Wycliffe. And there's a condemned statement in the Council of Constance that says that's a condemned error. It's a heresy that Wycliffe said that tithes are mere alms in the lay people, the parishioners, can withhold them from prelates, end quote. Well, I agree with that condemnation. If any layman out there owes tithes to his prelates, he must pay them. And this goes back to a medieval understanding of crops and tenant farming and abbeys and bishop lands. I won't get into that. But the fact is, none of us in 2020 are obliged under pain of sin or by canon law to give to Peter's Pence. It's a special fund for the Pope for works of mercy and alms for the poor. You'll remember, however, my video a while back, maybe it was, 3 or 4 months ago, it's here on the channel. Part of the money used in Peter Pence went to fund Rocket Man, the movie about Elton John, the rockumentary, the biopic, which has same-sex LMNOP LGBT scene in it. So if you gave to Peter Pence on Sunday last year, or the year before, rather, you helped fund a Rocket Man movie, and you helped them put together a guaranteed pledge of assets so that they could move forward and get this, well, part of it's $200 million for the Roman asset, I mean the London asset, but there's also 454 total euro on the line here. So congratulations, when you thought you were giving money to the Pope for alms of the poor, you were actually helping make gross movies and subsidize real estate deals. And we hear our bishops and the USCCB and the Pope, and they say things like, don't listen to those trads. There's these people on social media and they're trying to make us look bad. They're trying to create animosity amongst the lay people and the lay people against the clergy and the bishops and the Pope. No. I mean, there might be some people like that. It's not Taylor Marshall. I love the Pope. I love the cardinals. I love the church. I love the bishop. But I think it's just wrong. It's morally evil to tell grandma she's giving money to the Pope to help the poor, and you're making Elton John movies and doing sketchy financial deals in England. And so, yes, we are going to talk about it, and we are going to promote it. And I'd ask you, if you do enjoy this channel, please subscribe, please like, please share, because it needs to be talked about. Catholics need to talk about this. Now, I hope this is all one big misunderstanding, one big mistake. I hope someone along the line says, well, no, they were going to buy this land, the high-end condo property in London, and they're just going to fill it with homeless people. That was the plan all along. It wasn't going to be a party pad for Monsignors. That's what we were doing there. And I'd love to hear, well, there was a mistake. We thought we were funding Passion of the Christ 2 with Mel Gibson, and then somehow that money went to the wrong account and we funded Rocket Man Elton John biopic. It was a mistake. We thought we were trying to do a gospel movie or, you know, a pro-life movie, and then we got the wrong account number and we sent it to the Elton John people. You know, we're really sorry about that. We'll be better on our wiring instructions next time. That's what I hope. But I suspect. Trust but verify. And as we verify, we're seeing some problems here. So, I'm going to read this part again. The Secretary of State financed the London operation with a $200 million line of credit coming from the Credit Suisse and the Banca della Svizzera Italiana, and guaranteed by a pledge of assets the Secretary of State owns by collecting them through donations to Peter's Pence. In other words, the money given for alms went to service speculations amounting to sums yet to be reckoned that could top 454 million euros. So we could come to half a billion in euros. So, I'm not going to read you the whole article. I recommend you go find it at La Repubblica. It's written by an Italian author, Floriana Buffon. And it has to do with consultants and lawyers. And, you know, I don't know if hackers could get into this account, or if they already had the wiring instructions, or if Francis or someone in the Secretary of State said, "Oh man, this is getting out of hand. Cut them the money for 20 mil. Cut them the 20." Because what's suspicious about it, if you remember what I read earlier, is when it comes to this consultant Torzi, he says that he would like for his consulting fees to be billed 5 million and in the hotel in Milan, in the place in New York, Fifth Avenue, in the Dubai Expo Hotel, etc., rather than reporting on the Vatican. So this is a blackmail. He had a $5 million blackmail against Pope Francis. And they're saying that the 20 mil that was just lost or stolen lately, that's the recipient. I don't know if that's true. I don't have the banking documentation, but that's what La Repubblica says. And if that's true, and I said if that's true, I'm not saying it is true. If that is true, you are about to see a major, enormous eruption in Vatican City around Pope Francis. This is a major scandal. And the firing of Cardinal Becciu is just the beginning. Heads are going to roll. Because when there's money involved, and we're not talking about lunch money, we're talking about up to, so what we know in public, maybe almost half a billion in euros. That's a big deal. It's a big deal. So we got to pray. We got problems all over the world. We've got, someone says, is Marshall wearing a kippah? No? Wearing my hair. We got problems all over the world. We got problems in America. I'll tell you that much right now. And we got problems in the church. We got problems in the church. If you want to hear the history of the Vatican Bank, the Institute of Works for Religions, you want to know all about the scandals that rocked it in the late 60s, culminating in the late 70s at the death of Paul VI, then the death of John Paul I, and then sort of the cleanup, sweep under the rug that happened in the first, really up until about 1983 in John Paul II's pontificate. I document all of that with footnotes and infiltration. If you want to know how it happened before, because history repeats itself, you need to read that section of infiltration. If you forgot, just go back and find the Vatican Bank section. And it relates to, I believe, the death of John Paul I and Cardinal Vilo under Paul VI, who was a villain, definitely a villain, and deeply, deeply entrenched with P2, secret societies, and banks in Milan, and the mafia, the Italian mafia. So all that stuff is connected, and people, and if you think I'm making this up, go read that section and look at how every single person involved, you know, one guy dies in prison and they find cyanide in his coffee. Another guy they find swinging from a bridge in London. So it's not like this was maybe conjecture. No, all these guys are getting knocked off by the mafia. And I hope that that doesn't happen here. Once this stuff starts happening, as it did in the late 70s, they're going to start getting fired, and then people might start being killed off. It's bad news. Very bad news. Let's hope it's not true. Let's hope it's a big mistake. Until then, we're going to pray. So please pray with me. We'll pray the Hail Mary, the Ave Maria. If you enjoy this, please hit the like button. Give it the thumbs up. I appreciate that. The most important thing you can do is share this video. So right next to the thumbs up is the share. Click share, and then you can share it on Facebook. I really do appreciate that. That's really kind of you. Thank you. And then if you're new, subscribe. If you're listening on YouTube, please hit subscribe and hit the bell. You'll be notified. We hit 250 subscribers yesterday. So thank you, everyone, for subscribing and hitting the bell so you'll get notified whenever I go live. If you're watching on Periscope, please follow me on Periscope. If you're on YouTube, please like the page and you'll be notified as well. All right. Oremus. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Before I sign off, I just want to add one thing. I haven't talked lately that much about China. And I said before that there are three sources of money that the Vatican needs. They need one or all. One is China, Chinese money. The other is Arab money. And the other is EU money, European Union money, which is tied to UN money. I think they know they're getting no money from America right now. Unless Biden wins, maybe they can work something out. But right now, those are the three sources of money. And what we're seeing, I think, right now is maybe a breakdown in the European money. But that doesn't mean that they aren't going to look east. So I'll be covering that more, Cardinal Zen, other such things. So thanks for watching, everyone. Remember, you need to pray that rosary every day. If you're discouraged, you pray the rosary. If you don't know what to do, you pray the rosary. None of us are smart enough to defeat the devil. The devil has an angelic mind. We have a human mind. The only way that we can overcome the dark forces is if we use supernatural power, and we can only get supernatural power from heaven. We get it through prayer and the sacraments. And one of the most powerful prayers that we know of is the Holy Rosary. So pray the rosary daily, or you're not on the team. Pray that rosary. And remember, today in the gospel for the traditional Latin Mass, it is the reading from Matthew where it says, "You are the light of the world and the salt of the earth." So today is a special day because that's the reading at the Mass. So remember, our Lord Jesus Christ said, "You are the light of the world and the salt of the earth." So go out there and be salty. It's in the Bible.